Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Assalamu alaikum. Rashid Salam. Eid Mubarak. This is the science of health in you. And this is our last week, ladies and gentlemen, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And we're looking forward to getting back on our normal schedule, which is 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And welcome by WDM Radio, the Science of Health and You Learning Lab. I am Rashid Salam, your host and your engineer for tonight's show. We're going to kind of enjoy tonight's show. It's your show tonight. We're going to turn it over to the listening audience to just talk about what has happened over the last 30 days. We're ending the month of Ramadan, going into a new year. So we're talking about Ramadan and beyond. We've already feasted on the Quran, as Mark Shaheed said. And we're now in a situation where we can do a, pretty much a self-analysis, a self-assessment. How did you fare these last 30 days? What happened to you? Do you have a different perspective on life? I'm just asking a few questions to kind of stimulate the listening audience to get involved and say some of the things that you need to say and talk about some of the goals that you have for yourself. And even though we know we had the opportunity to come out of the dark and into the light, and we want to get back to the basic 1-2-3s of health, 1-2-3s of mental and physical dispositions where we can begin to affect our spirituality. Generally, our concern as an audience, our concern as a host and engineer at IWDM is to see what we can do to help you get a better understanding of yourself, help you see things in a different way, a different perspective I talked about. You know, the content of what we try to present to you, ladies and gentlemen, is basically a content that benefits you, benefits your lifestyle, your life changes, the way you think, the way you function, but more importantly, bringing you closer to the Creator, bringing you closer to the natural pattern that God has in store for us. That was the purpose of this awareness, as we say, or this renewal during this particular month. How have you been affected by these last 30 days? What do you have to say? What basic changes have you made? Do you see yourself a little bit differently? Do you feel differently? What kind of goals and objectives have you put together? This is our new year, so we should have, when we talked about January resolution, well, we should have a resolution for Ramadan. What does it look like for you in the next year? What do you like to accomplish? And during this particular 30-day period, we ask that, has anything happened to make you feel better about yourself? Understand a little bit more about yourself. So one of the topics I do want to talk about is what did you do differently? What did you really eat? Were you aware of those things that you ate? And how did some of those things affect your physical disposition, your mental disposition, how you feel about the future? How does it feel in your own personal life? How does it feel in your family life? How does it feel in your community life? Do you have any objectives and goals to try to accomplish during this time period? What is your personal life plan? And we all should have that. You know, I look at the terminology that we use when you go to the law library. They ask you, what is the definition of a corporation? The definition of a corporation is a person, an entity. We must look at ourselves as a constructive force in society where our skill sets, mentally, physically, and those things that we have to offer to the world to make a living for ourselves, who have you partnered with? I like to look at it as being an initial public offering. Organizations coming together and merging. You have to look at yourself as an organization because your being, your actual being, is an organizational structure. It's a system, all different types of things about us and who we are, and it fits us physically, mentally, and spiritually, but also has an effect on our education, also has an effect on our economics, has an effect on our social disposition, and more importantly, has an effect on you as a person. Governmentally and politically, we know all these things are happening to us all at one time. What we're asking you to do tonight, press one on your phone and share with us some good things about you, some good things that happened to you, some plans that you may have that which you may share may benefit someone else. How has these last 30 days gave you a different perspective on life? You know, is the Quran in you, or you just read the Quran? in you, that means we're going to change our disposition, we're going to change our behavior, we're going to change a lot of different things that take place. More than the most important thing is putting a special emphasis on education. Education, education. Think about it. Why do we do this? What was the purpose of us doing it? We just did because somebody told us to do it? Or did you have a goal, an objective, and a reason, and a purpose for participating in these last 30 days that we've been a part of this system called Ramadan? Did we get a better understanding of what is Ramadan? Why do we do this? Or, you know, we did to lose weight? Did you do it to get closer to our Creator? So tonight we want to open the mics up for you to share this next 40, 45 minutes that we're on the air, your benefits. Anything you want to offer based on your Quranic readings this month that you want to share with us that resonated with you, that you think because you got a better understanding, someone else on the line could benefit by what you said as well, what you experienced as well. This is your night. We'll be back on the two-hour program next week, and we will be getting into some serious, serious conversations on life-altering conversations about you, the science of your health, the science of your wealth. And the bottom line here is our goal, as I said before earlier, is to benefit you. We're not just here to speak to you because of what we know, share with you the things that we have come to a basic understanding on, but how can we as a facilitator deliver to you a good service or a product that can help you and assist you to be a better person along with your new mind, along with your new philosophy about life. We have an opportunity to be a new person, so to speak. So I want you to press 1 on your phone and get ready to share with the listening audience your benefits. What's happened to you? How did you fare? How do you feel? Did you understand what it feels like to feel good spiritually, mentally, and physically? Does it really feel like to feel good? That's a question I always ask myself. Since we don't know how to feel in the first place, what does it really feel like to feel good? Now that we have, inshallah, the Quran in us, what does it feel like spiritually at the end of the day? And now that we change kind of our habits and our behaviors, how does it feel? Want to change your habits, I mean your behavior patterns. You think you've gotten closer. Has this been good to you? Was the old song going, is it still good to you? You know, we know that song, and we want you to relate to some of those particular things in your life. And as we came on this evening, wake up, everybody. Time to think a new way. And maybe our children will listen to what we have to say. So what do you have to say tonight? Press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone and prepare yourself to share the listening audience via internet as well as those who are in the queue currently. Something that may have changed your life. Something you want to share with the listening audience about what's happened, what's happening, and what you'd like to see happen to us as individuals, to us as families, to us as a community. You know, what is the new thought process that you have? You know, I'm just trying to generate and create an opportunity for you to share. And that's what this is all about tonight. We're not going to waste a lot of time talking. We do want to bring our guest host on, Abdul Shaheed, and let him introduce himself, and maybe he can start this party himself by saying, this is what happened to me. I can tell you what happened to me, and I'll have that opportunity. We're going to open the mics up for those who are listening today. Those who have questions, please call 650-669-0458. Those who are in the internet, that's what that number is for, since you can't call in. If you can call in, or you can maybe switch up and hit another phone, and you want to call 714-816-4673. That's 714-816-4673. So my good brother, we talked this week and we've had great conversation. Share with us a little bit, Dr. Abdul Shaheed, our professor, our instructor.
Absolutely.
On good health. an instruction on what we should be doing, how we should be doing, and what we should be concentrating on since Ramadan has ended and we got to go beyond Ramadan. Are we going to continue what we're doing? Are you going to continue eating the right food? If you are eating the right food, let's ask this question. Maybe this will tweak everybody's understanding. What have you eaten? What food did you take in? Do you know what you ate? Do you know the benefits of what you participated in? Do you know what you read? Do you know what you've seen? Do you know what you heard? But more importantly, what have you eaten in this world of genetically altered foods, GMO seeds, the processes that are taking place, the impurities, the bad air, the water quality? It's just so much we need to look at and think about, Brother Abdul, on our health. You know, and, you know, sometimes the responsibility that has to be taken on, we just take it for granted sometimes. You only have one life to live. And if you don't live that life properly and don't know how to live that life properly, that's a big problem. To go through 30 days of this phenomenal opportunity and then still not know what to do to maintain good health,
your health.
Optimal health. You know,
yeah.
So why don't you just open up and start sharing with you. And then we got one hand already raised. We want to get you started first, and we'll take the hand that's raised, and we'll talk about what's happening with us. Self-esteem.
Yes, Brother Rashid.
How do you care? What perspective do you have currently? So what's the content that's in you? You know, I think we Imam Fahim Shwaib always said this particular. We read the Quran, but it's the Quran in you. Really serious. So
that's what it's all about. It's all about the individual.
Has to change.
And the quality of our brain and the quality of our mind.
And
that's the difference.
Within you, then we'll see some results. So that's let me give you the greeting, Brother. I'll say Eid Mubarak, since we'll talk in the morning. Father, let me say it tonight. Eid Mubarak, brother. And Assalamu alaikum.
We'd like to start out with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu Muhammad abduhu wa rasuluhu. We give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty Source Creator, the creator of everything. And brothers and sisters, we thank you for allowing us to share once again on the science of your health and your wealth. Scientific, verifiable scientific information about health and where health comes from. Brother Rashid, this is the thing that we take for granted. The human being takes for granted that we can eat anything, that we can drink anything. We can expose ourselves to all kinds of chemicals and toxins and still be healthy. And some of us think that we can have two or three chronic diseases in our body, in our system, and still be healthy. That is not true, brother and sister. Health is a reward, and a reward we know has to be earned, just like the blessing that we receive from the Almighty. We all prayed during the month of Ramadan and received the Almighty blessing of a successful Ramadan. That means there were some things that we had to do. There are rules that we had to follow during the month of Ramadan, and these rules are based on obedience to the fitrah, obedient to the instruction of the Almighty. So we can fast. We can fast for days. Some people can fast for 3 or 4 days at a time. But we have to follow the instruction by breaking our fast at iftar. We have to.
Now, brother,
this is what
the woman is. Can you do me one favor here? But I'll do just one favor. I have an emergency phone call coming in. I'm open up the mic that's already open right now. Continue talking, and I'll be right back. I'll let you know when I'm back. All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We have 314-833. It's Mark Shaheed's on. So when you finish doing what you do, you can bring Mark on. His mic is already open. I'll be right back.
Okay. No problem. No problem at all. These are the things that we have to be aware of, brothers and sisters, that we have to be in obedience to the Almighty. This is what the fast is all about. This is the emphasis of the fast, to be obedient to the instruction. And it's the same way with our health. And we say this often, what we eat, what we drink, and the substance and the chemical to which we expose ourselves to affect ourselves and their behavior and structure in the following three ways. We should never forget this, because this is what our health is all about. Our health is about being in compliance, being obedient to receive the reward from ourselves of good health. The reward comes from ourselves by us being obedient and in compliance to the rules of health, to the laws of physics, to the natural laws, universal laws. But no one taught us these things. No one taught us about the rules. No one taught us about the natural laws that we have to be in compliance with. There's laws of physics. There are rules. There's speed law. That blood must move with speed. That's a law. If you violate it, then you're going to have a disease. There's a sulfur law. That's the iron rule that we have to be in compliance with, but no one is teaching us. And if we violate these rules and these laws, that means the pH rule, if we violate the pH rule, then we have a problem. If we violate the iron rule, when we're losing iron, the person will become anemic. You won't be able to produce hemoglobin, iron-rich blood that carries the oxygen. This is what will happen when we violate the rules. There will be blood impurities circulating in our blood. When we expose ourselves to toxic, poison chemicals on substance that we put on our skin, on our hair, on our nails, the cleaning product we use in our home, clean our car with, the wax we put on our cars, all of these things will make us sick and make a difference. Also, number three, if we violate the pH rule, the natural laws, the laws of physics, and the rules of health, it will affect ourselves and their structure. These are the facts. So now we have a school called the American School of Symptometry to teach us about these rules, to teach us about the laws, to teach us about the laws of physics, the natural laws. There's a natural law, three of them. It is called the law of automation. Whatever is weak must be strengthened. If you have a weak heart, you must strengthen the heart. You have weak kidneys, the kidneys must be strengthened. You have to know about how to do it. It is your body. You just can't go to the doctor and expect them to do everything for us. We can't do that because it is our body. They might not have our best interest at heart. They might, their focus might be on making money. We have to have our best interest. We have to become our own self best advocate, advocate for ourselves when it comes to our health. That's what we have to do. Whatever is abnormal, we must put it back to normalcy. That is a natural law. If you don't do it, whatever disease you have is going to get worse and worse, which means it's going to get more and more chronic until your life is at stake. This is a natural law, brothers and sisters, that the Almighty has established. These are the systems that he has put into in place. And whatever is old must be renewed. Whatever is old, you have old cells, they must be replaced by new cells. This is why our cells are able to divide. New cells can do what old cells cannot do. But if you don't know how the cells renew themselves, this takes an enzyme for cell division. And if you drink something, eat something that denatures the cell, that enzyme, then you won't have cell division. The cell will stop dividing. The cells only produce brain essential, body essential, and cell essential only when the cell is dividing. If you stop cell division, there will be no more brain essential. There will be no more cell essential. There will be no more body essential. So the body began to deteriorate, break down. The brain will become impoverished, malnourished. How are you going to be the best thinker? Even if you're reading the Quran every day. You can be reading it every day, but you won't be comprehending if the brain is impoverished. You're not producing certain neurotransmitters, neurochemicals, and the gray and white matter of the brain is shrinking. You're not expanding the surface of the brain. You're not nourishing the brain properly. How are you going to make the best use of reading the Quran and putting it to practice? This is what we're talking about, brothers and sisters. We cannot ignore our health. But if we ignore the cells, we ignore our blood, that's what we'll be doing. We ignore the blood impurities circulating in our blood. This is what we'll be doing. It amount to cell neglect. It amount to blood neglect. It amount to neglecting our DNA. All those things are connected, brothers and sisters. It will determine the quality of our life on this planet. Planet Earth, we have learned, is very toxic, predatory, and adversary. Though we have been created to live and thrive under these conditions. Under these conditions. To thrive and live on this planet. And the Almighty created us to live, not to die. We have to remember that too. Even though we're going to die one day, we're biologically existent, which means we're going to die one day. But the Almighty created us for living. That's why he sent us here, to live and thrive and make changes, improve the condition for the future. We didn't ask to come. He sent us here. We had nothing to do with it. And this is what we must know, brothers and sisters. So now we have a school that can teach us about these things that we just talked about, the rules, the laws that govern our anatomy and physiology, the pH rule, how important it is for us to maintain proper pH balance throughout the body. The body is not supposed to be alkalized. That many people think you can drink high alkalized water. We don't know anything about the pH rule. When we violate the pH rule, there's two microbes that's inside of us. We're born with them. They enforce the pH rule, Streptococcus and Staphylococcus. When we're in violation, they have weapons that they're going to release into our blood, and we'll be sick. But they are there to protect us. Both of those microbes are there in us to protect us, and they will protect us from every microbe that will invade our body. They will destroy them if we stay in compliance with the pH rule and all of the other rules. But no one is teaching us these things. Now we have a school, brothers and sisters. That school is called the American School of Scientology. It's a teaching institution. They teach those who want to be healthy. Want. That's a very important word. Who want to be healthy. And many people don't have no desire to be healthy. They want to do what they want to do. They want to eat what they want to eat when they want to eat it and suffer the consequences. So when the consequences happen, the person will say, well, God gave me this. No, you made the mistakes. You're in violation. That's why you have a disease. Something you did. Normalcy is health. The Almighty created normalcy. You make a mistake over enough time and a number of times, when you reach the what we call the saturation point of that exposure, that's when you get the symptom. When you come to the saturation point, you all have broken the camel's back. Now you have a disease. What are you going to do to remove it? Once a person have a disease, brothers and sisters, food is not going to reverse it. Pharmaceutical drugs will not reverse it. This is very important to know. Herbs will not reverse it. Those things I just mentioned do not have enough force and energy in it. They have sustainable energy. Food gives us sustainable energy for the cells to carry out their function to keep us healthy. But it will not reverse diseases. We have to go a step higher. We have to use what the Almighty used to create the whole creation. Atom, A-T-O-M-S, atomic collision that produces all of the tangents of energy. We are energy dependent, brothers and sisters. We depend on energy. That's why we eat food, to gain sustainable energy, functional energy, operational energy for the cells to do their work. And they're good at it. They're excellent at it. They have atomic intelligence, super intelligence. But we have to take care of them and keep them in their perfect condition. For if we do, they can reverse any disease. They can reverse any disease, brothers and sisters. And that's what they do. They're able to reverse any disease. So we have to learn how to take care of them. Now we have a teaching institution that can help us learn to correct our dietary mistakes, to correct our lifestyle mistakes, so that we can help ourselves to self-correct, to self-regulate, to self-cleanse, to self-renew, and to self-perpetuate in cleaner blood with more oxygen. This is what health is. Now we have a teaching institution to teach us about how to achieve this. That's what we have at our fingertips. It's up to us to make use of it, brothers and sisters. Every disease is reversible, but we have to do it, each one of us. The Almighty bless each and every one of us with a human body. That's why we're here. We have a body, and that's a requirement to be on planet Earth. You must have a body. Otherwise, you won't be here. In order to remain here, if you have work to do and a mission, we have to learn how to take care of it. Once it runs out of energy, we make our exit, our expiration date. We make our transition. That's what happens. We maintain the laws and the rules and be in compliance. We can keep living and keep living and keep living. That's what we've learned from the study of the science called symptometry, symptomatic science. That's what we're capable of doing. And we have the proof that the Almighty intended for us to live a long time on this planet with our health intact, not just reaching 100 and everything is falling apart, but with our health intact. That is called healthy longevity. Healthy longevity, brothers and sisters, that's what it is called. Healthy longevity. So we hope we are able to share more and more information about how we all can improve our health and become better and better at selecting our food. The science of symptometry tested food in the laboratory for over 14 years and still testing food today, brothers and sisters. For over 14 years, they took food, beverages, and water and different products into the laboratory and tested them. Used a chromatography machine, three different types of chromatography, to confirm the finding that the inventor of symptometry found out. He used three different levels of chromatography to confirm the finding, not just one. And he saw all the different health disruptors in the food, believe it or not. If a person is sick, the number one place to look is the food that the person is consuming. There's a correlation with the person's disease and the food that they eat most of the time. It's sometimes we call that correlation diagnosis. You question the person on the food that they eat mostly. There you can draw a correlation between them, the food, and their disease. This is science, brothers and sisters. It's not something that's made up. I'll give you an example. If you consume nuts and seeds, there's a poison there. Hydrocyanic acid, cyanide, which is a poison. If you consume poison, that means many enzymes will be made worthless. Our body, our cells cannot do anything without enzymes. That is the first essential that the cell must produce. Then they produce other essentials after that. But the first essential must be enzyme. How important are enzymes? Enzymes are paramount to cellular health. The cell cannot do anything without them. That is the tools that they use to keep us healthy. The first one, to help them produce other tools. The enzyme are resources as well as essentials. That's how important they are. They are the resources for the cell, and they're also essential for the cell. Without them, our body will come to a grinding halt. That's what will happen. Without these essentials, without these enzymes, the body comes to a grinding halt. Enzyme, energy. We must always be producing energy. We are energy dependent. We cannot run out of energy. We have to always be producing energy. Matter of fact, we must produce 12 times the energy that we are using. If you use up all your energy eating food, or use up all your enzymes eating food, well, that will be the reason why you make your transition. You must have an energy surplus. So we must conserve energy. Not use up all of the energy, because once you run out, the cells cannot do anything. Absolutely nothing without energy. You're energy dependent. And there are several things that can denature enzymes, make them worthless after you produce them. That's why they are so important. That's why we have to select our food, brothers and sisters, because there's food that have toxin in it, poison in it. Food is a large, complex molecule. Complex. They have nutrients. They have resources. And they also have toxin and poison and preservatives, coal tar derivatives, additives, preservatives, all these things, coloring, dyes, all those things are in the food too, microtoxins. Those organisms that we cannot even see, viruses, fungus, bacteria, mold, dust mites, these things are everywhere. You put the food in the container, put it in the refrigerator. Before you can put it in the container, the microbe is already in the container. And all you have to do is just let that container sit out for a number of days, and now you'll see the microbe as they grow on it. It was already there present when you covered it up. When you put this food in the container and put it in the refrigerator, the microbe is already in there. And you wonder, well, how did this get molded? I wrapped it up. Yeah, you did. But when you're wrapping it up, the air is already loaded with microbes. That's the proof, brothers and sisters. So you put something in the refrigerator, you have time in order for you to finish it off and use it. And if you, and just for your information, this is another warning sign, just for your information, if you eat something, and then you decided, oh, I can't finish this. I'm going to put it in the refrigerator. And it left saliva on it. You use a fork and getting the food from the plate to your mouth. And you left saliva in the food. That will become growth factor for the microbe that lives in your refrigerator. Yes, indeed. There's a microbe that lives in the refrigerator, in that cold space. Isn't that amazing? Once you put that food in there, you have a time limit. But if you eat something, you need to finish it before you put it in the refrigerator. Don't put it in the refrigerator if you're not going to eat it in the next. That's dangerous. Because the microbes are going to feed off the saliva that you left on the food. We already know. We have growth factor inside of us, brothers and sisters. From the food that we're eating, when we do not produce enough enzyme, digestive enzyme, to digest thoroughly all the food that we eat. Part of the undigested food will become growth factor for microbes to gravitate to us and feed on us, because we left that food inside of us. We did not have the enzyme to thoroughly digest the food. Or we ate food that we don't have enzyme at all to digest the food. See, once we put something in our mouth, we should be asking the question, do I have enough enzyme to digest this? If not, then that's going to be residue of the food left in your system, your digestive system. They're going to gravitate into the blood. They're going to be jamming the cells, the membrane, the tissues, the organs. So everything that we consume must be thoroughly digested. There are 19 core digestive enzymes. There are 19 core nutrients. That means there's an enzyme for every nutrient. That can't be no accident, brothers and sisters. Not only that, each nutrient that we have in the food have their own pathways into the cells. That's how the cells are nourished. And that's, it doesn't stop there. There's an enzyme called permease that must modify the structure of every nutrient before they enter the cell. Otherwise, they're not getting in. Pathways. Permease, enzyme. If you denature permease, the enzyme, because of what you're drinking and eating, or some poison or toxic or microbes would denature the enzyme, no permease would be functioning for you. So it doesn't make any difference how much food you eat or how much you pay for it. It will not enter the cell. Therefore, the cell will become malnourished, even though you eat a complete meal. The food, the nutrient, ions and nutrients turn back into atoms must enter the cell through their pathways. If you eat food that have poison and toxic and microbes, because and those pathways can collapse. Therefore, the cells will not receive the nutrients if they are collapsed, if there are blockages, and if the nutrients did not get modified before they enter them. These bring reason why the cell will still be malnourished. Therefore, the cell will not be able to produce the essential to maintain normalcy. And these are ways how people become sick. How people become sick, brothers and sisters. So our cells have the ability to self-regulate, to self-correct, to self-clean, and self-perpetuate. But we have to do our part to remove the garbage, the sludge, the concretion from the food that we're eating. These are things that we have to do every day, brothers and sisters. This part of the maintenance and upkeep. Our body is high maintenance. It's not low maintenance, it's high. It takes a lot to maintain our own body. And we're responsible for that. That's one of the rules. So we have to eat scientifically by selecting our food. We have to cook the food scientifically. There's a scientific way to cook food to remove the poison and the toxin and to break down the nutrients. There's a danger in eating raw food. We don't have those enzymes to digest and break down raw food. You need to prepare the food for digestion by cooking it, especially plant food. All plant produce poison and toxins that will denature our enzymes. They have to be cooked. Can't use smoothies. Can't do juicing. Both of those bypass the first stage of digestion, chewing the food in the mouth to add amylase enzymes to it. To start the digestive process, foods began to be digested in our mouth. These are just simple facts of the science, brothers and sisters. So I hope we said enough to bring some questions to your mind. I hope our host is back, our engineer, Brother Rashid Abdul Salam. So we can open the line for anybody to have a question. We only have 1 hour tonight, and it is fast approaching the top of the hour. So I'm not in the position to open the mic.
Yes,
so hopefully
it's family.
Well, I got the line.
Yes, Ramadan Mubarak to you and
Ramadan Mubarak.
Mark Shaheed from the STL, Gateway City of St. Louis, Show Me State of Missouri here. I want to say alhamdulillah, the praise and thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost, always. And I want to just acknowledge my appreciation for the information to give the formation to stay in the right form that we was created to stay in. You know, as I listen to you, health is a reward.
Yes.
It's a reward for the work that we put in. You know, it's a word, Taj, that word work. If it's worth obtaining real knowledge, it's going to be work. But it
Absolutely.
Will work. But it will work for you. And it will become a reward for you in terms of getting to know your human construction as Allah has designed the human body and the various systems and what it needs and what it don't need and all of that. That's information to give you a correct formation and form that you are to keep in your life as I listen to you. And so that becomes to be very discriminating. But you can't be very discriminating without having the proper knowledge, you know. And as we fast in this blessed month of Ramadan, while we're feasting on the Quran, that helps too. That helps to give us the correct information for the formation of our life also, you know. And Rashid Salam had asked earlier in terms of how you feel. I feel, you know, that it was a man they called the Godfather of Soul many years ago. I think you might have heard of J.B. His name was James Brown. I feel good.
Absolutely. Super
you know,
good.
But,
super
but
bad.
Can you say, I know that I would, you know, but if you actually know what it is that the intake, what should be taken in, and what should be left out, you can feel good because you know and understand the composition of your body. You know what the cells need. You know what the blood need, what it don't need, what can produce a problem, what can solve the problem. And you're not going to get that. Use Rashid's language, going to Dr. Frankenstein, because he was Frankenstein was a monster too. So
exactly, somebody put him together.
Yeah, Frankenstein was a monster too. So all he can do is just create other monsters with what he's doing. That's not even in accordance with God's natural laws. And you know, it makes so much sense. That, you know, one of the things that you say in terms of obedience, you know, and I kind of correlate that and see the connection that to have a successful Siyam fasting in the month of Ramadan, what is required is obedience.
Yeah.
And I see a correlation with what it is that you're teaching that is very important is obedience to the rules and the laws that the Creator has established. I mean, that's in terms of the science, you know. So
yes.
When Allah says about there's signs in the sky, there's signs on the earth, but there's signs in you.
In you. Mm-hmm.
But in you too. So, you know, all this in the sky, there's a system of knowledge that goes with the creation that's in the sky. There is a science on what is on planet Earth, and then there is science and system of knowledge in ourselves. And it's so very important to know and understand that, because now you understand we know how it is that we should be treating ourselves, you know, and what is natural. you know, what is actually natural, what is nature, what it is that Allah has created for us, and what is best for us. You know, in terms of reading the Quran, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, one short verse, Allah says, and choose the best thereof.
Oh, absolutely.
Choose the best thereof. So, yeah, but so we want to choose the best thereof in every aspect of our life for, you know, optimum, you know, physical health, optimal mental health, optimal emotional health, optimum spiritual health, social health, you know, every aspect, every vital component that comprises the holistic human being, we want to choose the best thereof so that we can be like James Brown. I don't know how, whether it was just a song he made up or did he really feel good like the way he sung the song. But if you have knowledge, then you can say the rest of it. I feel good, but I knew I would. only if you know, you can say, I knew that I would, you know. See, so, you know, you want to have that experience in life. And as an old commercial said, now that you tried everything and it has failed you, then why not, in this case, in terms of centometry, to give your body opportunity to have that experience in terms of that way of actually living. You know, people go through life and they learn, hopefully, from the experiences they experience. But it doesn't necessarily mean because you get to become older in life that you just automatically become wise, you know. And Imam Muhammad gave some. He gave something very profound. He said, "Wisdom is knowledge applied with mercy." You know, and so you can apply that to what it is that you're teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom is knowledge applied with mercy. You know, you want to be merciful to what it is that have been given to you. As a trust, and you're the trustee over it. You know, I look at it like this, and you can correct me if I'm incorrect, but we have been entrusted with this physical body.
Absolutely.
We are actually, I see it, us, Instructor Shaheed, as a trustee, you know, and the body has rights over us, and it has
Absolutely.
A right to be taken
right.
care of in the best way. I hope I'm on point here.
Yes, you are.
You know,
and
so
you're accountable for it as well.
Yeah, you have to make the decisions how you're going to treat this body, and because you want the body to function. But if you don't take care of something, just think about it. The human body is more important than your vehicle, but you see some people really will take care of the vehicle. They'll make sure that it gets everything it's supposed to get when it's supposed to get and all. But if they want that vehicle to really function for them, when they really need it to function, to get them from point A to point B, then they have to take care of it. And it's the same way I see in terms of the human body, but even more so, because it is the vehicle that the Creator has given to all of us. And, you know, I had a guy that worked in my business years ago, and he was very foolish. I don't know if you heard people who have actually said, because only he wanted to validate, he wanted to justify, rationalize, you know, drinking and smoking and everything, and telling me, oh, Brother Shaheed, you got to die from something. But I said to him, are you the one to give life and death, and should you be the one to decide how you're supposed to die because of your foolish actions and thinking? You know, it kind of stopped him, kind of made him think a little bit about that. But in some ways, I see that it's a slow suicide, that oftentimes people that have that type of mentality, you know, in that regard, because you do have, you do figure and factor into the life that you choose to live and what it is you select to go into your system, but also select what goes into your mind also, so that you can maintain the optimum health physically, but also mentally, you know. And I think, you know, you are, you and Rashid, Instructor Shahid, have had some excellent productions here on the Science of Your Health and now Wealth Learning Lab here, because I think it's mental health is about a bigger problem as it is physical health.
It is a huge problem.
A lot of concretion that's there.
Right, that's where health starts. It starts in our brain and our mind. That's where health starts.
Yeah,
and disease
starts. The mind, in terms of our thinking, and so, you know, if you think it wrong, and whatever is the dominant thinking in your mind, it's going to be expressed, obviously, in your actions, in your actions, and what it is that you will actively do in your life, and you won't be rational, you won't be reasonable. There won't be creative, supportive knowledge that's coming into creative, supported knowledge. And that's the language of Imam Muhammad, created, supported knowledge. In other words, what is in creation? It supports the knowledge that you have. And so that's why you are to utilize the science in terms of exploration, in terms of examining what is in this, what is in this, and what is in these systems that Allah has put in the body, so we know what is best and to choose the best thereof in that regard.
Exactly right.
I just wanted to give my little 2 cent worth. Yes,
I give you 25 cent change back, brother. Don't worry about it.
Well, I thought that was on the basketball court, those guys that had those incredible moves that they said they could stop on a dime and give you 25 cent change back. But as I was saying to Instructor Abdul Shahid, when Rashid asked that question from the very beginning, I don't know what James Brown was feeling good about, but I feel good. And because this prescription that Almighty God, Allah, has given has been tried and proven. Not like Dr. Frankenstein, to use Rashid Salam's language. Frankenstein was a monster himself. So only thing I had known he could do was create other monsters, you know, because that's abnormal for people to walk around.
Exactly, abnormal.
You know, like, yeah, that's not, yeah, that's abnormality. And this society today, they take abnormality, what is abnormal, and make it a norm. That's why I like the word nature, you know, nature. Okay. And this is what Allah has created. Everything he's created it with a nature and what would be natural, because society can make anything the norm. It said this is the norm.
That's right.
And you're thinking that what is abnormal is normal. When you get, you can't find real produce today. Like you say, it's something that man is doing to it, or taking away seeds that was originally put in, all of that. That's not normal. I mean, just think about it. I could say more, but I'll stop there. But thank you. I just want to say I feel good. I knew that I would, but actually, if it's worth obtaining real knowledge, that word work, that's the acronym for, if it's worth obtaining real knowledge, it will be work. And then health is the reward for the work that you put in.
Ramadan Mubarak. It's a clear definition of what health is all about. Coming from yourself.
Yes,
taking care of them.
Alhamdulillah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Alhamdulillah.
And we're held accountable.
All right.
We're all held accountable. Believe it or not. It's up to
us.
We have to make up our mind that we're going to be healthy or we're going to be sick. The cells do not care. They would do either one.
That's not much of a choice, is it?
You can be healthy or you can be sick. There's no in between. Mm-hmm. You make the choice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But we at the top of the hour, you guys, and those of you who are on the line, we ask that you make sure that you bring someone back or share this information with your family member. You know, it's too often that we sit and we take on great information and don't share it with anyone else. We are in an epidemic right now in our country when it comes to eating, when it comes to food. Matter of fact, when it comes to knowledge and information as well, but we're going to concentrate on what makes that, since there's no nutrition in the food that we eat, we have to ask ourselves these questions. What are we eating? We have to ask ourselves these questions. If you are eating something, what is the nutritional value of that which you're eating? And then not understanding what we're going to get into starting next week, we're going to go right back to those 11 systems, Brother Abdul-Shaheen,
yes,
that we talked about earlier, because, we have all these organs in our body. We have all these systems in our body, and we don't even know how it works. So here we are with children, grandchildren, and what do you tell them when you don't know? You know, I'm not trying to be rude, but it's a fact. How can you share with your family member, how can you share with your children or your grandchildren that which you do not know? And the most important thing is understanding how this body works. You got livers and kidneys and, veins and arteries and, capillaries and tissues and bones. And we don't even understand that what you take in affects all that. It affects it all, So as we always say, it's interconnected, integrated, and wait a minute. If one thing is wrong, guess what? Something else goes wrong. So if we don't understand particular concepts, we are really in bad shape, and we're acting like we got it like that. I just have to say it. We're acting like we got it. We know it. We do not. None of us are well. We have to accept that fact. If we can come to that agreement, we're going to get somewhere. We're going to be able to change some lives. And the most important life to change is yours, in your family members, in your home, your neighborhood. We need to share this information with our neighborhood. You know good and well something's wrong with our children. Every day, a 16-year-old, 17-year-old, 18-year-old, 19-year-old are killing people, robbing people. There's nothing wrong with them. Something happened to them. What is it? And I can rest assured one thing. It's food content. It's toxicity. It's bad, bad stuff going into the body. Bad, bad, bad. That's all I can say. So with that, we at the top of the hour. For those of you who may have a question you want to ask before we begin to make this transition, feel free to press 1 on your telephone. And once again, Brother Abdul-Shaheen, I cannot thank you enough for taking the time out of your busy schedule to share with us what you share with us on the Science of Health and Wealth Learning Lab. It is truly important. And the reason we included the wealth piece in there, because how can you be wealthy when you're not healthy? And there's many different components of the word health, many components of the word wealth. Knowledge could be your wealth. Sharing with someone else what you know could be valuable. It has value. So all we're talking about is giving you value to be a better person, making sure that your content, your perspective on life, your goal to bring out the best of who you are, what you are, getting out the dark and getting into the light. We've done that all month long in this beautiful month of Ramadan. Self-assess. And ask yourself this question, how have you fared these last 30 days? If there's improvements that have to take place, stay tuned in. Stay tuned in. We're just like seeds. You cannot get all this at one time. It's like a seed you put in the ground. At some point in time, that seed is going to be what it's going to be. So we're just watering it, nurturing it, and giving you the light and information that you need to be a better person. And so with that, Abdul-Shaheen, you want to give some closing remarks before we part leave?
Absolutely. Brother Rashid, we pray that everyone who's Muslim had an excellent Ramadan, and all of the excellent habit and the benefit of this Ramadan, we keep them going. We take them beyond Ramadan into the rest of the year. We keep them active and engaged for the rest of the year. Whatever we learn, we apply it to our life. Get better and better at it. This is what the what the Ramadan is all about. So now it will be beyond Ramadan. After Ramadan is over, the Eid has passed. It become a memory. We have to continue to exercise what we've learned. The endurance, the stamina, the excellent habits, all of these things will help us moving into the future. So it's beyond Ramadan. Don't be so quick to go back to our past, our old habits. Let them go. We have developed new habits now. New habits. And I hope we all take that to heart, that we're now new people, a new person, a new personality, ready to engage the world, to do our very best to make it, make the effort to make this life better. That's why the Almighty has sent us here, to make this life better, to improve upon the life for human beings, to make this life better. That, to me, is the purpose of Ramadan. So now it's beyond Ramadan. That's what we now should work on. We are at the point where our body probably is at its best, in its best condition. Whatever condition it was in before Ramadan is probably in its best condition right now. So let's keep it there and continue to improve. Continue to come, tune in to the science of your health and your wealth so we can give you the science, share more of the science with all of us so we continue to be the very best possible human being housed in this physical reality called a human body. The human body is one thing, the human being is another, and they work together to get the best results, and that's the effort that we hope and pray that we all engage in beyond Ramadan. We thank you so very much, Brother Rashid Abdul Salam, for allowing us to be a part of this program, The Science of Your Health and Wealth. We look forward to continuing to work beyond Ramadan, sharing this information of symptomatic science. Thank you so very much. We greet everyone with a greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak. Thank you.
Alaikum, my good brother. We appreciate you. And we look forward to, you know, those of you who are on the line, you know, you all belong to an Islamic center. You all belong to some neighborhood. You all belong to have a family. And all of us know one thing, that our people are sick. We're, you know, we as Muslims, we have our older generation just falling apart, walking around on canes and diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, and all these particular things. And regardless of what that term is, there's something that can be done, no matter what it is. I don't care if it's cancer. Don't let that word put you in a state that you can't think properly, because there's something that you can do to combat any issue, any particular so-called disease they refer to it as in your life. So share it with someone else. That's what we look forward to, sharing it with someone else. So with that, we want to thank you for showing up tonight. We want to thank you for your time and your attention. And we appreciate the sharing that all of us have done. So with that, we do want to let you know that what's happening with IWDM Radio, starting tomorrow, we have the Eid, inshallah, and the Eid, shall I say, I'm just saying the Eid, it's a wrong word, and I do want to wish you all Eid Mubarak, and Mark Shaheed, I think your mic is still open, and we would love for you to share with us the rest of the week and the upcoming week on IWDM Radio.
Yes, alhamdulillah, thank you so much, Rashid Salam, and Instructor Abdul Shaheed, as always, an excellent production on the Science of Your Health and Wealth Learning Lab. And we want you to know that the beat goes on here on IWDM Radio. As Rashid Salam said, tomorrow will be Eid Day. So we want to be one of the first to say Eid Mubarak to our radio listening audience. And it's always been a tradition of mine for years. I don't do any broadcasts on Eid Day. I think that that's the time that we are to celebrate with our family, our friends, and community in terms of the Eid of Fitr. After
time be grateful.
After the blessed month of Ramadan. So, you know, so it won't be a broadcast, a live broadcast on IWDM Radio tomorrow. Thursday, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab will still be on the Ramadan Eid schedule, just 1 hour with Khalilah Akbar and yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And it'll be something comparable to what you experienced this afternoon in terms of how Ramadan, the fast of Ramadan, and the celebration culminating with Eid al-Fitr, how it has affected your relationship. If it's been good, it should be better. And also, we ask that you do tune in. It will be on the same schedule, which would be 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And as Rashid Salam has already said, all of the evening programs will return to their regular time next week. So look for that next week. Friday, which is Salatul Jummah Day. Nothing replaces Salatul Jummah, as how important that Salat is, the most important, the day of assembly, and also those, and that's Muslim worldwide. Those who are immobilized can't get out and about because of bad health or one reason or another. You can come back to IWDM Radio with email Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sahir, Noor Islamic Center, starting at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. Saturday, it is the Muslim Book Reading Club that's hosted by Imam Mikhail Sayer, and he has a host of readers on the excellent publication by Dr. Zakia Muhammad on our Honorable First Lady and Mother of our community, Sister Clara Evans Muhammad, the Mother of our Nation. It's an outstanding two-volume production. We're on the second book, and it's outstanding. A lot of great information, a lot of great history, things that many would know unless you actually purchase that two-volume book. So please tune in for that. That starts at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon Central Standard Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. And no, the MGM Roundtable will not be airing this Saturday. It will be returning back to its original time following the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab next Wednesday and all. And we look to have very that. And also Sunday, the longest running production here on IWDM Radio, is Words Make People. Yes, Words Make People. Once again, hosted by Imam Mikhail Sahir out of Noor Islamic Center. As you always have, very intriguing guests and topics that are pertinent to us as a community. You can check that out every Sunday afternoon. It starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's high noon Central and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Monday, the beginning of the week, my good brother and friend, Imam Nazim Pasha, he hosts a very interesting, intriguing production called ABC, and it stands for Al-Islam-Based Conversation, where multiple topics are talked about and discussed. And I know he would like for you to tune in, and it will return back to its normal time, which is 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. That's next week, next Monday, returning back to its original time. So please tune in for Al-Islam-Based Conversation. And you just heard it live here on the eve of Eid al-Fitr and the closing of Ramadan here with our very distinguished, esteemed hosts, Rashid Salam and instructor Abdul Shaheed, looking to do more in 2024 on the science not only of your health but your wealth learning lab. And it will be going back to its original time next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And please, for these learning labs, please bring your pen and your paper, or sharp pencil and paper, so that you can take notes, ask questions, participate, you know, in these learning labs. They're designed for great information, but education, for cultivation, motivation to put into application to be able to get the manifestation, the realization in your life. So we want to also let you know that IWDM Radio, we do support the Muslim Journal. Make sure you keep your subscription up, and if you have the wherewithal, think about a family member, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, maybe a community member, maybe a pioneer, your local library, those who are in the penal institution in terms of reentry programs and all. This would make an excellent, excellent gift, and especially after the blessed month of Ramadan. Think about that. So I want to just say, until next time, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. Assalamu alaikum. Wa Ramadan Mubarak. Eid Mubarak. Back to you, Rashid.
All right. I almost say, Mark, I think you said it all. I think we said quite a bit today. Let us enjoy the closing of
of you.